Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
North Korea situation is off the charts. And I thought back to Lindsey Williams, who 2 years ago on the show, well, really 3 years ago, he from his source, who I know who his source is, been a Bilderberg attendee before, former head of one of the big three oil companies. You can say what you want about Lindsey Williams. I think he's a good guy. A little repetitive sometimes, but aren't we all? But I know who his sources are. One of them's dead now. And it's just an interesting window into things. Because this was before they even shifted one of the big fleets to the Pacific. He was saying 3 years ago, wish I had the stat to dig all this up, but you heard him, that, Alex, do not worry about the destabilization in the Middle East. Bad imitation. But when they move into Asia and North Korea, that is the big one, he said. And maybe it's not going to happen now, but I'm telling you, it is wild what's going on. And then about a year after he started saying that, they shifted the main fleets over to the Pacific. And now it turns out the West has secretly met the United States back in March with the North Korean leadership. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who I think is back in the U.S. today. We need to get him to pop in to talk about this. But Paul Watson has the article up at Infowars.com today. Who gave North Korea nukes in the first place? And it gets into ABB and Donald Rumsfeld, obviously, being the ones that did that. The U.S. government and the CIA. But again, the U.S. government has been taken over by the New World Order. So the New World Order, it's not like the U.S. government's coming after our guns. The captured collaborator U.S. government, which isn't the U.S. government anymore. I mean, I keep trying to explain this. Just because a hijacker conks the pilot on the head and puts on his uniform and walks out and says, I am now the pilot. I am taking you to Iran. I mean, everybody knows that's not really the pilot. But when you have one of these soft coups, foreign corporate espionage, infiltrations, corporate takeover, I mean, that's really what the New World Order is. It's a corporate takeover of the planet of anti-free market monopoly combines who happen to have a belief system in eugenics and who want to live forever. Duh, who wouldn't? Especially when you're worth billions of dollars, control trillions. You've got everything. What are they obsessed with? Living longer, and they don't like seeing crowds of people. They disdain the dumbed-down public who they've helped dumb down. And, I mean, always the public is simple-minded on average compared to good, very smart people and bad smart people. I mean, good smart people want to build up the dumb people, want to help their brethren. Bad smart people want to kill you. And let me explain something to the public. You're begging for it. You're begging for it. You're begging for it. You are begging for it. I go down to Barton Springs sometimes and swim. In the last month, they haven't changed the big clock for swimmers. The time's wrong and the hour's wrong. And I keep telling them, and they can't even understand me what that means. And I'm seeing signs of this everywhere. I call it mass zombiosis, or people going into a trance. And it's intensifying. And let me tell you something, nothing against Californians, because some of the most awake people I know are in California because they're around a bunch of zombies. But I see videos, and I've been out in California, and you talk to the general public, they don't even hardly know how to talk. And I predict, in fact, this is already happening, the language has shrunk. In fact, Chris, print me something about language shrinking, amount of words being used, shrinking. There's a bunch of articles on that. That people will even stop talking soon. And then they'll stop going out, and then they'll stop eating, and then they're going to die. It's like it's already happening in South Korea, the most connected country in the world. People just watch TV or play video games. Every week you see it in the news, till they die. And this is the big secret. We're going to talk about it today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Through Friday,
you house sprout.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, and we're not turning away. We're not watching humanity go down the tubes, collapse under mind control into mass zombie state without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. I stand for truth, justice, and liberty worldwide. I stand for the spirit of 1776 worldwide that trumps 1984 all day and all night. But you must first become animated with the animating contest of liberty. You know what I love in life? I love real people. I love people that aren't fake, and I love people that are animated with the spirit of liberty. And you talk to somebody who's animated, who has energy, who is bubbly, you just want to be around them, they're amazing. And then you get around the general public, more and more act like lethargic sloths that have had electrochemical lobotomies. And, I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And every generation talks about young people. And we've got one of the most awake, focused, dynamic, amazing groups of young people that I've ever seen in my life, seeing my generation and looking at older generations and experiencing several younger generations before me. We have some of the most awake, dynamic young people ever, but that's a minority. The majority of them love being sloths, love being pathetic, wear their ignorance like a sheet of armor, and basically don't even know how to wipe their noses. And the New World Order is not going to just let you sit around and draw welfare and lay around all day. Okay, they're going to get you on the government dole for a while. They're going to give you government jobs to run our lives. And then once they've got everything fully collectivized, they're going to shut everything off incrementally. And they're going to start giant wars, and they're going to release bioweapons and say they're natural plagues. And the vaccines they give you are going to further brain damage you and engage in real electrochemical lobotomies with the nanotech anti-stress vaccines they're coming out with. That's what they're called, which some evidence, it's not just television and flicker rate putting people into a trance state. I've talked to a lot of people I know that have taken especially the H1N1, and they're different people. They're not just had their IQs lowered. They aren't real anymore. And I've recognized this enemy operation for at least a decade, reading different MIT papers and things, but it's already happened. So, and Bill Gates is coming out with food, clothing, chemtrail sprays. He's funding geoengineering that has vaccines in it. It's on their website. They're putting hundreds of millions into that. How to manipulate your gut flora without you knowing. I mean, they're very public about programming us. And it's an incredible war crime against humanity. But their propaganda is in ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, the cover of Costco magazine, just Time magazine, Newsweek, just everywhere I look. Bill Gates loves you. He's an angel. So people say, what do you mean he's an angel? I mean, thank God for Bill Gates. Okay, go take his shots then. I mean, never mind that they had 60-something thousand kids get paralyzed off the shots in India last year alone. And it's a minor footnote. Oh, we're not calling it polio, though. We call it a type of paralysis. Truth is, they didn't get rid of polio. Neurological disorders and paralysis is at record highs. They just don't hype it up. You see, there's the difference. You can have 200, 300,000 deaths from infections. It varies every year in hospitals. You can have 200 and something thousand from drug overdoses in hospitals. You can have a couple hundred thousand from doctor error every year. I mean, it's well over 800,000 people a year dying one way or another from medical neglect or abuse or different variants of that, malpractice. And just going into these hospitals and facilities that are just have the most powerful drug-resistant, radiation-resistant, chemical-resistant bugs you can imagine. I mean, insects that have been pesticided within three or four generations almost always become somewhat immune or resistant or completely resistant to poisons. Or you could put poison right on them and they don't die. What do you think happens with bacteria and viruses? By the way, though, in that is the key to our salvation. Because I want to explain something. Humans are the most dynamic, powerful, intelligent, incredible, enlightened, beautiful, transcendent creatures this planet has. That's why they tell you you're ugly, you're bad, you're no good all day, so you don't figure that out. So that you just imagine you're this ball of scum who embraces your weakness because you were told you were weak. You see, that's even your own adaptation manipulating you. The New World Order is not going to be able to shut all of us down. Their viral cocktails aren't going to work on all of us. And believe me, the subconscious drives the conscious, and the brain is connected through the spinal cord to the rest of your body. And the mere fact that I'm talking about how you're under attack right now, even if you're a jellyfish consciously, I am commanding jellyfish right now, spineless people, I am commanding you. I am commanding you through your instincts, through your ancestors, through your common sense, And, of course, God is commanding you through your spirit to activate right now and launch defenses. And believe me, the defenses are launched. So the globalists have got a big problem on their hands, okay? Because there is autopilot, ladies and gentlemen. They know about the autopilot. They're trying to program it. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. You've already failed. And by the way, most of the globalists have already figured that out. I'm seeing major signs in the power structure of internal civil war and people trying to reverse it and children of elite families understanding now you're not going to screw up humanity and get out of this. The only way you're going to be able to attain the true gifts of the Creator, which is all this technology, genetic engineering, all of it, we are creators, little C creators, to the big C creator. We're made in the image and likeness of God. Okay, I mean, take a look at what we can do. Just got chills right there. And when what we do sends out ripples, you know, I shouldn't get mad that within 3 days of us breaking major news every single day, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, you name it, Sean Hannity are covering it, and more they can't even spin it because their audiences demand the truth. And plus, deep down, they don't want to sell people out. Deep down, they have a survival instinct for their families, their children, their wives, the people they love. You see, that's why they want to make you automatons and have, quote, zero tolerance and everything, where cops are robots, where teachers are robots, where you don't have any discretion. Because they want you to be a robot. You see, that's where all this is going. That's why they're trying to replace us with robots. I mean, I always feel like I should do more. I always feel like I should work harder and stay up late and shoot videos when I'm exhausted that aren't as effective as when I'm actually, you know, energized doing it. And it just really came to me this morning in one of the most azure blue skies I've ever seen, with spring breaking, with manifest beauty, to be on this planet staring out into the heavens. I mean, just incredible. That I have already succeeded and you have already succeeded. Because the greatest victory is not even getting personal attention. The greatest victory is not yourself being famous. That's actually a cross to bear. But true, real power to do good is when you can do something and have everyone come think they're stealing it and take it, and actually put it out to everyone, and to be able to change human destiny for good. And to be involved, being able to blow the whistle every single day on things that I think are important and that my crew thinks is important, and then others who resonate with it who think it is important. And it's like the fire of Prometheus. I revel in giving, not from the Greek occultic perspective, but it's still a good analogy, the fire of liberty, the fire of awakening, the fire of truth, the fire of building people up and seeing them soar. That is such an amazing thing, and it's why it's so alien to me that other people don't want to build others up and see them soar, because they're threatened by it. That's why the only person in mainstream dominant media who I've seen that doesn't try to dominate and shut down other people is Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report, who has given InfoWars the fire of Prometheus. We had already given many the fire of Prometheus on a smaller level, and it had set brush fires across the planet. But Drudge and others have given us a greater fire. And so now InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, this syndicated show, even when it's not on DrudgeReport.com, as one of our stories is today, it is now picked up by conservative circles, libertarian circles, and is read word for word with no credit. And I don't even really mind that when Limbaugh and Hannity do it. Savage gives us credit now. When Beck does it, it's irritating only in that he's tried to hurt us and shut us down and block us while streaming what we're doing. I mean, listen, this show is the Glenn Beck show now. I mean, you understand, I'm his teleprompter writer. But I'm writing directly out of history and research and the force of liberty that flows through me. It's amazing. All right, I'll get into the North Korea situation straight ahead.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Turning back. This is it. sleep, they live. Alex Jones here, back live. Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure and spread the word about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to and support their local sponsors. So we are fighting an uphill battle, but we have the people on our side, and so the agenda of liberty is moving forward faster than ever. All right, coming up, I'm going to get into the police state news, the economic news, the incredible Second Amendment news, where they're trying to ram through anti-gun legislation without anyone being able to read the bill. Of course, they're saying Harry Reid promised to let us have amendments, but he lied. It's like saying Satan promised not to lie to me, but he did. People go, I can't believe Biden doesn't understand why we want guns to protect ourselves from criminals and the government. Biden says he doesn't understand why we want guns. Why doesn't he understand? Of course Biden understands. He owns a bunch of guns on record and has bodyguards. He's a gangster. He's got a criminal instinct, an animating contest of evil. He doesn't like you. He wants to dominate you. He's from the dark side, big time. Big time. Big time. Big time enemy. Big time bad. Big time eat your lunch. Big time usurp everything you've got. But it's virtuous to roll over to tyranny. No, it's not. I mean, look at this right here. Paul Watson did the article today. You need to make this go viral. It's up on Infowars.com. Bill Clinton, the UN, and Donald Rumsfeld. If anybody's like the devil and appears in a poof of smoke, I would imagine it'd be Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, that guy commences, that guy MCs over like all the key evil. He's just as important as Henry Kissinger as Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, that guy's been around since right after L.L. Lemnitzer got kicked out by Kennedy. He came in right after that. Mr. False Flag. Who gave North Korea the nukes in the first place? U.S. government, CIA, on record. Just like in a few years when Al-Qaeda's attacking us, and so they're doing proctology exams on you and your family on the highway, not just the airport. It'll be because of Al-Qaeda and other groups. You'll be like, oh, our government put Al-Qaeda in charge of all these countries. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. Now, remember, everybody knows that now, but by then it won't be politically correct to admit that. But the whole article goes over the admission. Now, they have revealed in a leaked intelligence report, which means they did it on purpose, that North Korea states that it has nuclear war is unavoidable as it declares first target will be Japan. So they're saying that. The intelligence report says that, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, they do have nuclear weapons and can hit Japan and South Korea. Okay, so that is what has now come out, and China has been massing troops for weeks on the border there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the facts. And North Korea is now saying that they will hit Japan first. And they're saying nuclear war is unavoidable. If somebody says, I'm going to come over to your house and shoot you, it's unavoidable and I'm coming over to shoot you, I have every right to have you arrested and if you come to my house to kill you in self-defense. But notice that's not happening. And notice the Pentagon has been secretly meeting with North Korea. In the last month, this guy was raised in Switzerland. And remember, the Global Crime Syndicate manipulates the communist Chinese, put them in power in 49, moved all our industry there. They manipulate the EU. They manipulate our Pentagon. They run our country. And so, understand, they clearly, more and more I realize, I want to get Pachinik on about this, to get his take, are actually running this whole thing. It doesn't mean they control them. It means that they have made some deal behind the scenes, I believe, to give them oil and a bunch of other food and stuff if they do this. So bow or break, Kerry on the scene. Congressman, they have nukes. Kerry contradicts intel report. Pentagon deploys sea radar. We're going to be breaking all this down. We've got excellent coverage at InfoWars.com. Also, excellent coverage over at DrudgeReport.com. But why is this happening now? I'm going to get into this and then into the globalist master plan and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ben Swan, the very popular Fox News reporter from a Fox affiliate here in the U.S., has left his job, and you're going to discover why in the next hour. Very popular online, a listener of this radio show, took the reports, took the ideas, did his own ideas, and really had an effect, and he's leaving there. I know behind the scenes, well, I'm going to let him tell the story. Okay, because I know a few months ago I wanted to have him on, and they told him, you're not allowed to go on that show. Which is funny. You know, they're putting ads on those videos online that we're getting seen millions of times in some cases. But you don't like local Fox affiliate being on Infowars.com? You don't like being on DrudgeReport.com? You don't like a million people coming to your website when your other videos had like 1,000 people coming to them? No, you don't like somebody exposing the private Federal Reserve or the New World Order. I went through the same stuff on Access TV. They tried to kick me off. And then they tried to kick me off local radio. And I was like, well, I have ratings. I'm bringing in money. And they're like, well, you know what? You're going to shut up or you're fired. And I was like, I thought as long as I was successful and we're not getting sued and I can prove what I'm saying, I'm allowed to be on the air. They said, no New World Order, Federal Reserve, or Bill Clinton. In fact, you do that, maybe we'll give you a raise. Now come out to a company party with us. And I went to the company party, but I didn't shut up. So they said, you're fired and you'll never be on the air. I was already on the air out of my house on a little Patriot network jacked into a satellite on more than 10 stations. And those delusional people couldn't believe it. You see, that's why I hate monopolies and I hate the folks that engineer the system and think they're going to control things. They don't control things. The White House doesn't control the narrative anymore. And they bemoan that. They attack the alternative media. Chief among it, the Drudge Report. Because we can show you videos of where they say, yeah, once we register, we're going to confiscate the guns. And what did the White House say? We hate it when our people speak out of turn and let out the plan. So that's why no one in the media is allowed to talk to any of our people in government. That's why the president doesn't really have press conferences anymore, and it's why we don't talk anymore. It's because of Drudge. The enemy can't even effectively have their propagandist out there talking, because when one of the mayors against gun violence, as they call it, you know, Mayor Bloomberg's anti-American seditious group, gets up in Austin, he says, we're going to register now and take the guns next. That video goes viral, and they're in trouble. Because you guys love to brag, we're here, and we're going to show it. And they can't. And listen, they can't get us all. I want other people to duplicate what we've done. I want other people to start their own local radio shows and then put them on the internet and then do what we've done nationally, internationally, locally. And then once you become successful locally, I suggest you do it locally first, because that's where there's a real audience for fighting corruption. Because, see, we're covering national, international, and there's almost a glut of that now at certain levels. You need to cover what's happening locally, then that will become national. I'm consulting for you out there, America. What did the head of the Veritas Project a few days ago, O'Keefe, say? He said he's writing a book coming out. We're going to sell it about how to do what he's done as a real citizen journalist that brings down federal operations. Acorn was getting something like $6 to $10 billion a year. He blew that operation into 1,000 political pieces. Low tech. For a couple thousand dollars. Folks, I literally pioneered what they do by necessity. Reinventing old-fashioned muckraking with the internet. I'm giving you solutions. The next issue of the magazine is going to be about solutions. And basic ways to fight these tyrants. If you'll just go to globalist meetings that are public, anti-gun, land-grabbing stuff, they'll sit around if you just sit there and act like you're them going, yeah, we're criminals, we're going to steal everything. I mean, that's who they are. You can walk into one of these so-called liberal offices and go, hey, let's kidnap kids. And they'll be like, yeah, let's murder them, too. I mean, you know, it's like the Acorn stuff where, yeah, I'm bringing in little kidnapped girls and sell them as sex slaves. Oh, great, yeah, we love that. That's a wonderful thing, you know. I'm telling you, these people are so evil. See, See, most people who figured out the general public are zombies and don't even know what's going on, most people figure that out and go, well, I'm going to rob them. I'm going to steal from them. And once they get a corrupt police force in charge, you can't touch anybody within the city corruption or the corporate corruption. Because, well, that'll bring down the whole system. They're like made men. Those of us that stand down to corruption make all these low-level criminals like made men. And why would you be made in the Italian mafia? Because if you went after that person, a whole organization would come after you. It's like Scientology, where people are scared to go after them because they'll come after you. Even though they went after the federal government, the FBI, CIA, they went after them, broke into their offices, reportedly, did dirty tricks. People are scared of Scientology, and it's something L. Ron Hubbard set up as a joke for tax exemption just because they had what Tony Montana calls huevos, and I don't break them for nobody. Well, what if good people didn't back down? What if good people got aggressive? And I'm not talking about breaking into the FBI, but just said, come and take it. But more than come and take it, we go out and we take over. We get aggressive. Those two guys in Austin that went to that anti-gun rally, they came over and a woman slapped one of them in the back. Another guy poked him in the leg, got cussed at him. They stood their ground. The police tried to act like the Patriots had done something wrong, led by Acevedo, who's going to be in here next Friday, he says. We'll see. And just because they did that, just because they went out there and held up signs saying no gun ban, the enemy said, you bet, you'll need that sign soon, because after we register, after we do what we're doing now, we're going to make that sign a reality. So you keep that sign, you're going to need it. And the guy smiled, a little Hispanic version of Dr. Evil. I guess the Hispanic mini-me sits there and points at him and says, I'm going to get your guns. What an outrageous King George III statement. I mean, what a just Santa Ana, I'm going to get your guns. Just outrageous, like, I'm going to get them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. If you don't engage the enemy, you don't show their strength. You don't show their fire. The cattle won't even know there's a war going on. Engaging the enemy, showing up, getting on the field. You may not be a great fencer the first time you go fencing. You may not be a great wrestler the first time you go and wrestle. You may not be a good boxer the first time you go boxing. But I'll assure you, you get in the arena, you're going to get better and better and better and better. And folks, I'm just telling you, I'm in the arena. And I may be stumbling around and bleeding and falling over sometimes. And it may even be a spectacle. But you know what? I'm in the arena. I'm in the arena all the way. Get in the arena. This is a fight with authoritarians and all their slime. They make me sick. You had a neighbor you'd caught stealing potted plants out of your backyard. And you came over to their house and said, Bill, that looks like my potted plant right there. In fact, that's a planter we bought in Mexico. I doubt you, because he's, oh, that's mine. Oh, I've had that for years. No, I thought, you know, that looks like a plant we bought 5 years ago in Mexico. I mean, that's a pretty, in a small town. I think that's an original, you know, little deal. I bought it from a shop where they were there making them by hand. No, it's not. No, it's not. Well, I don't appreciate you, you know, saying that to me that I stole that. You would loathe that person because they were such a despicable liar. And you'd say, okay, you go ahead and you keep. You go ahead and you keep that. Of course, all you do is when you finally move out, a few years later, you just go over and take the potted plant back. That's actually a true story. I guess the only thing, I said I stole beer out of golf carts. I guess I have stolen my own stuff back before. Anyways, getting back to what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are people who just want to steal for no reason. My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, there's people rather steal a quarter from you than make $100. And I go, why, Dad? And he goes, because they're losers. Because that's the way they are. They think they win by stealing something from you. I've seen people I've worked with, built up, put on the radar so many times, just do the Oedipus complex and make stuff up about me and attack me and go after me or take my faults and exaggerate them because they imagine that that's how they build themselves up. That's how you become a big man. No, you build a community and you work with people and you get a name that's trusted, and then everyone who's a winner wants to work with you. When you attack people and lie about them, then only losers want to work with you. And my God, that's a bad fraternity to be in. That's the same thing with government and bureaucracy. I mean, Homeland Security is saying gun owners, veterans are the number one terror threat. And if that wasn't enough, they doubled down. They quadrupled down. They infinitied down and said, gun owners, veterans, you're not just the ultimate terrorist. No, it's all Catholics and all evangelicals, and put them next to Al-Qaeda, and the army has taught that. And then that freaked everybody out when that, because I reported this a decade ago. Now it's in Fox News, so now it's safe for the state police in Colorado to go, yeah, we're in meetings saying we need to confiscate guns from the Christians, and will we do it? This is kind of creepy. I mean, you're in a room with enemy foreign operatives who've taken over. I mean, it's like aliens landing or something, or Nazis taking over France. You're in a room. I mean, right there, that's the bad guy, obviously. Oh, and by the way, we're taking a survey. This came out yesterday. Will you confiscate guns from Christians? We see them as a problem during gun confiscation. And the state police, see, this is your moment, folks. When the evil is just, the devil takes off the nice guy suit, and it's the devil in a red pajamas with a forked tail, going, "Hi, I'm the devil. Hello. And you going to work for me, aren't you?" Everybody's sitting there going, this is pretty crazy. I mean, it wasn't enough to badmouth George Washington. It wasn't bad enough to badmouth Thomas Jefferson. It wasn't bad enough to say returning veterans will attack every police department in America with IEDs. Remember that 5 years ago? And I'm like, here's this secret document. I was sent by a federal marshal. They're teaching him that every department will be attacked. Let me check this document. I've confirmed it's real. Now, the feds were hopping mad when I called them that I had it, and quite threatening. Police, are you being trained that veterans will attack your department, with IEDs in the near future? Open the phones up. Every cop calls in. Yeah, they trained us on that last year. We thought it was crazy. That's why cops listen to this show and are just immediately listeners, because they hear it and they go, yeah, I was told that. How's he know that? Ladies and gentlemen, there isn't long to turn this around, okay? If you give in to these bullies, it's over. And they are completely out of control. You know, I said I'd get to all these reports. I said I'd get to the true nature of the New World Order. And I don't do this on purpose. Guys, you've got to make me do it at the start of the third hour. And because I want to talk about their master plan, where they're going, what they're going to do, what's going to happen, how they've dumbed people down. Because that's the key, that's the heart, that's the central area to all of this, is that we are entering a period in society, we are entering a period in our culture where everything is going to accelerate downhill. And the establishment has done the actuaries. They believe they've got a big enough group of people that are so dumbed down. I mean, I saw a Mark Dice video. We're going to play it coming up in the next segment, where he goes out and says, will you confiscate? You know, are you for people being arrested if they own guns? Are you for banning guns? And the people, most of them, signed the petition to do it. And so I'm going to go out and see if Austinites are that dumbed down. But I mean, that, and then he went on and said, did you hear about the U.S. nuking China, blowing up their two biggest cities last week? And people are like, no, I didn't hear about it, and I don't care. I mean, that is how dangerously selfish and disconnected and lazy the public's gotten. But globalists, just because you have dumbed down the general public, just because you've been so successful in turning them into zombies and even lowering their brainwaves and reducing the amount of words they use. I've got all the studies I'm going to cover in the third hour on this front. Just because you've been able to do that doesn't mean there aren't 70 million guns sold in just the last couple of years. Over 150 million gun owners. I see statistics like 35 million gun owners. I saw that like in the New York Times last week. What a lie. Like, oh, it's a minority. It's 35 million gun owners. Ladies and gentlemen, There are estimated 400 million guns of new manufacture since the 1930s. That's considered, you know, modern era. I mean, pull up these numbers, it varies. Some are 400, 500 million, but let's just be conservative. Okay, 400 million guns. And most people, when they get a phone survey, do you own a gun? They say, none of your business, or no, because they don't trust the system. They know it's bad. They know it's crooked. Our numbers are much greater, so also understand that. So I want to tell the power structure something, which you're fully aware of. Just because you think you can get a bunch of sheep to vote to take our guns and vote to take our bank accounts and vote to take our private property because they think they're going to get a piece of it, A, will collapse the society faster than you even think, and B, there will be what you call collateral damage. There will be a civil war the likes of which you've never seen. And I know you believe you're going to have it and control it, and this will be your decisive war, and you've billed Obama as Lincoln II, but this is not going to work the way you think it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
I mean, is it a free society to turn on sitcoms, dramas, news, and all they do is demonize the family, fathers, guns, liberty? This is an authoritarian group. This is a scientific takeover.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Liberty Love. loving star, the local Fox News channel that became like a national Fox channel because of his research. He's going to be joining us, telling us why he's really leaving and where he's going to be going. Ben Swan coming up. I'm going to get into North Korea here again in a moment. But I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. If you go there, you can find all of their weekly and monthly specials that they are currently running. You can also click on the links at Infowars.com, and that will take you to the specials. But there at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, you will find 25% off the Liberty and Freedom one-year food supply special. We also drop ship out of our shopping cart for the same prices. If you want to get it at InfowarsStore.com. Stores up to 25 years. Quick and easy to fix meals. Be prepared for any emergency. Very portable, best-tasting, affordable foods out there. And they're patriots that also support liberty. And freeze rising food costs by buying and storing now. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Ask about all the Alex Jones specials. 800-409-5633. And I did a lot of research. That's where I've been getting my affordable foods for about 6-7 years. And you'd be crazy if you don't have them. Also, InfoWarsHealth.com has some specials running right now. You can always sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. That's a big discount at InfoWarsHealth.com. And don't forget, shopping and supporting patriots and liberty lovers and those that get the truth out is funding the revolution against the globalist revolution of tyranny. So InfoWarsStore.com for all the books, videos, T-shirts, all of it. Subscribe to the monthly magazine. Give it as a gift subscription. Shopping with the patriots, shopping with the good guys, shopping local, supporting our local AM and FM affiliates, becoming sponsors. You can also give InfoWarsTeam.com a call. The great crew here, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Or again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to work with us and be a distributor of the best health products out there, bar none. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. And don't forget, ProPure water filters discounted. The best stainless steel gravity-fed filters, the lowest price with the promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Okay, getting back into North Korea, and we got Pachinik. He finally got back from the DMZ. He's got, now he can speak more. He was kind of off record. He was being cased and saying stuff like, I've already put my life on the line in combat 8 times and, you know, in other spy operations, so if something happens to me, that's fine. I'm willing for something to happen to me. So he's probably listening right now. I'm not making fun of his voice. He's doing an imitation. You can do an imitation of me, too, if you want. But he's going to be popping in for about 15 minutes at the end of the third hour today because he was saying it's a false flag. It's a false flag. It's a false flag. I can't say more than that. I've talked to Special Forces, Delta Force. I can't say much more than that. There's 3 CIA. When I was just getting breakfast, sitting around me at the restaurant, I got to watch it, Alex. They're listening right now, Alex. They're breaking into my email, Alex. So when he comes on, he's really a famous black ops guy. Camp David, founding Delta Force, writes Tom Clancy books. I mean, he's a very interesting character. Man, he's going to be popping in because here's Paul Watson's article. Look at this. Lawmakers drop bombshell. North Korea may have nuclear missiles. Well, no, the intelligence report doesn't say that. It says they've got A-bombs. Everybody knows that. But they can only hit Japan and South Korea. That's a public assessment by the British and everybody else. I've been saying it for months. Because I do my research. I'm not bragging. They've got atomic weapons. Let me say it again. They've got atomic weapons. The private groups, when they do tests in Japan, private universities are able to pick up, even though they're underground tests, it comes out the tunnels, they're able to pick up the isotopes of an atomic bomb. The fingerprint, the signature, the biometric reading, if you want to call it that, even though they've got the spectrometers. Here it is. And now North Korea says nuclear war is unavoidable. This is incredible. They work for the globalists.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.